This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Live dial, toll free here. You can join us and you can take control of the airwaves if you'd like, or you can sit back and enjoy as we talk about stuff, because we always have interesting stories to share with you. Coming up here tonight, we promised the Snuggie story last night. We never got around to it. The court in the United States has determined what a Snuggie actually is legally. And this could be controversial. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Also, an old lady hit with a ticket for snow, not clearing off her sidewalk. She's 76 years old.
Wait, her sidewalk?
Well, the government's sidewalk in front of her home.
But it sounds like a 13th Amendment violation, but...
The violation of your right to not be a slave,
yes.
That one. So, by the way, with you tonight is Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We can talk about all of those things and more. Plus, Generation Z, according to the Wall Street Journal, is now live chilling instead of hanging out in person. What does that mean? Well, we'll find out here in moments. Daryl was confused when I mentioned that before the show. So we'll get into that. But let's talk about the Snuggie thing, because this was something we were pitching as something we would talk about last night, but we never got to it. Got loaded up with phone calls. And, of course, we take your phone calls here before pretty much anything else. Your calls and thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. All right, Daryl, what's the situation?
The question that everybody has been wondering for ages.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Snuggie a blanket or clothes?
Or clothing.
Has finally been answered by the U.S. Court of International Trade. Now the question is, why would a court care? Why would this go to court? Money.
Well, of course.
Taxes.
Yeah. Who sued who?
The court case is All-Star Marketing Group v. United States of America.
Huh.
So the company that makes Snuggie was the plaintiff.
I see.
In this case. So the story comes from, and by the way, it's a 32-page ruling.
Wow. This is pretty pretty serious.
The story comes from Heat Street.
How long did the judge spend writing a 32-page ruling?
The judge probably wasn't the one that wrote the 32-page ruling.
Who would do it?
A lot of them have law clerks who they get for either free or really cheap, which is considered kind of a training tool, but it kind of turns into laziness.
So they rely on...
And I mean, I don't know that that's what this judge did.
And
he
also
could have wrote it himself.
Looking
I just like attacking government agents.
Looking at this, there's a large section that could be written by a law clerk,
mm-hmm.
because it starts off, I'll just read you the headers. There is background, material facts not disputed, and that's about three-quarters of a page. Facts regarding jurisdiction, which is about half a page. Facts regarding the subject, imports, that has a lot of footnotes and is several pages. Procedural history, so it gives you, you know, like, here's
what happened
leading up to jurisdiction and standard of review, discussion, tariff headings at issue, and then it cites relevant statutes of what's being argued here on page 14.
Well, according to this definition,
between the competing classifications,
a blanket should be this and this and this, and clothing should be this and this and this. Or, well, instead of breaking down the headers, let's talk about
right. I was just pointing out that there's a lot in that 32 pages that could be written by some clerk.
Gotcha.
That is not, here's the actual
opinion. It's not an opinion.
Opinion.
Yeah, okay.
The article, again, from Heat Street says, blankets face an import duty of 8.5% compared to the much higher rate of 14.9% for clothing.
Wow.
That adds up, especially considering that All-Star Marketing Group sold more than 30 million Snuggies in its first 5 years. Earnings from the Snuggie matched the GDP of Samoa. As this delightful U.S. Court of International Trade ruling notes, the key inquiry is whether the addition of sleeves transforms what may have been a blanket into something that is not a blanket. The federal government wanted to classify Snuggies as clothing, categorizing them alongside swimsuits and leotards. In support of this classification, the U.S. Department of Justice posited that Snuggies look like, quote, clerical or ecclesiastical garments and vestments.
No, they do not.
Or perhaps professional or scholastic gowns or robes.
Professional. Oh, so I can show up to court wearing a Snuggie, and that's cool at the court because it's professional.
I don't know. Do you normally wear a gown or robe in your daily life? Because I think that's one of the determining factors of whether or not you're dressed appropriately, right?
At least here in Keene, New Hampshire, yeah.
Well, wasn't there a guy that walked around in a bathrobe for several months so that he could show up in court in a bathrobe?
Is that Rich Paul?
No, Jim Johnson.
I don't remember.
I know there's a picture of him outside the jail in his bathrobe.
Like a normal, suitable person, reasonable person. It's you personally. If you dress like this, you can come to court.
There was a guy that wore a cape so that he could wear the cape to court.
Right, Sean Murphy, who was one of the Robin Hooders, one of the original Robin Hooders, and that worked, by the way. So what had originally happened was me and Menno Troyer, who was a sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live. We actually got judges' gowns, and we went to court wearing robes, and I think we had wigs, because they came with the judges' gowns. And so we wanted to go into the courtroom wearing these costumes, and we were told that the reason we couldn't do that was because they knew that we didn't wear it every single day.
Well, wait, does that mean they can't make me dress up because I don't dress up every single day?
When you say dress up, what do you mean?
So in Louisiana, if I was an attorney, but a lot of the time clients would have, like, you would have to have, like, you definitely,
dress code.
Even clients, you had to have regular pants, so not jeans. Hmm. You had to have a belt if you were a guy. You had to have a nice shirt.
So, like, business casual
they
mandated.
They don't have those requirements here.
Yeah, that's not mandated.
I've
seen people in their pajamas.
I've sat up in court and taken my shoes off at the defense table. Just sitting up there barefoot. So things are a little bit easier, I guess, here in New Hampshire. But no, they wouldn't let us in with the judge's robes on because we weren't known to, we couldn't claim that we wore those every day.
Well, right, but I'm saying, so if every day I wear a T-shirt and jeans, if I go to court, that means I can't dress nicer than a T-shirt and jeans.
No, you can, of course, dress nicer. Right. They just, they know that's a costume. But in the case of Sean Murphy, we had expressed to people what had happened to us. And so he learned that he needed to wear his cape every day. That way he could, when they asked him, is this what you wear every day? He could answer truthfully that it was indeed what he wore every day. And he did, because he wore the cape around as he went out Robin Hooding. And that means saving people from getting parking tickets in downtown Keene. And by the way, people loved it. I mean, I'm sure there was a couple people that made fun of him, but people overall really enjoyed seeing him in that cape, and it made him, it drew attention to him as a result of that, and so he was able to actually go to trial for, I don't know if it was a parking ticket or what it was, but he had some kind of trial where he got to sit there and wear his cape the entire time. It was pretty great.
The article here continues about the Snuggie. The court agreed with All-Star, which argued that in part because the Snuggie lacks any rear closure, it's not an article ordinarily worn.
It's not an article legally worn in most places.
All-Star did concede, quote, people have worn the Snuggie during pub crawls.
Okay.
It came down to sleeves. Sleeves.
Sleeves.
The DOJ again said that because there were sleeves,
you can wear it.
And you can wear this, therefore it is a garment. The court conceded the sleeves support rather than detract from the Snuggie's primary design and use as a blanket because they ostensibly enable the Snuggie to remain in place and keep the user warm while allowing the user to engage in certain activities requiring their hands.
Okay, so I think the feds are now collaterally stopped from arguing that you're not dressed if you're wearing a Snuggie.
okay, so just to be clear here, the taxes, import taxes for clothing are twice what they are for blankets.
Not quite twice.
But a lot more.
Yes.
And the judge has ruled that the Snuggie is a blanket?
Yes.
All right, more coming up here. 855, 450, free. So hopefully the price will be going down a little bit. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. MyPillow.com is where you can go and use code FTL to get one MyPillow at half price, two for the price of one. With code FTL, like Free Talk Live, the MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position as you're sleeping. It also is washable, and you can put it in the dryer. You put it in your washer and dryer. It's designed for that. It's an amazing product. I've been using it since early 2016, and it's fantastic. Daryl has one as well, and you've got 60 days to decide whether or not you like your MyPillow. And if you don't like it for some reason, you can send it back to MyPillow, and they'll give you your purchase price back. It's also warranted for 10 years, so they really stand behind their product over at MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. Get one at half off, two for the price of one. It's MyPillow.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live. Daryl, you're sharing with us a story from a court. This is like a tax court of some sort that is ruling on the import taxes on the Snuggie.
Yes, the U.S. Court of International Trade.
And so the company that is marketing the Snuggie,
All-Star Marketing Group,
they have sued the U.S. government in this case, saying,
yes,
we've been paying taxes, presumably they've been paying for the clothing rate on this product, and they want to change that to the blanket rate. What were the rates? Can you recap? 14% for clothing? 14.5?
Garments, which would include clothing, have a tax rate of 14.9%, and blankets, and I'm guessing probably other bedding, has a import tax of 8.5%.
So quite a bit more
yes,
for the garments, which is apparently what they were classified as. And they figured, okay, well, we've sold $30 million worth of these things in what, the year?
They sold 30 million Snuggies the first 5 years.
That's a lot of Snuggies. 30 million Snuggies in 5 years. So they figured it was worth it. They've paid so much in taxes on these things that it was worth it to go ahead and hire some attorneys and go to court, which isn't a cheap thing to do, and sue the U.S. government over this tax classification,
right,
which they apparently were victorious with.
Yes, and I'm just going to read the next-to-last paragraph of the court ruling. Again, a 32-page ruling.
Okay.
The court finds that the sleeves are incidental to the Snuggie's use as a blanket.
Hmm.
The sleeves are not so substantial as to transform the Snuggie into something other than a blanket. And then they give a citation to some other ruling. The undisputed facts show that the Snuggie preserves the essential characteristics of a blanket, a large piece of fabric providing a warm covering.
Because it's open in the back. Because there's, if they put a zipper on the back of it, it'd be a garment, probably.
Probably. Right? The sleeves support rather than detract from the Snuggie's primary design and use as a blanket because they ostensibly enable the Snuggie to remain in place and to keep the user warm while allowing the user to engage in certain activities requiring the use of their hands.
Mm.
And then they give a citation where they claim that the trial court erred in discounting the hydration component without considering the subject article's primary design and use. The court thus concludes that the Snuggie is correctly classified as a blanket under subheading, and then they cite the relevant portion of
the
tax code, 6301.40.00. If anyone was curious.
Nope. Definitely not. Not me, at least.
And then the final sentence, which is, you know, like standard legalese, the court grants plaintiff's motion for summary judgment and denies defendant's cross motion for summary judgment.
What's
judgment
a summary
will
judgment?
Be entered accordingly.
Summary judgment is when you kind of have like a mini trial, I guess, instead of a trial.
This was a mini trial?
So, yeah.
A 32-page order came out of a mini-trial?
Yeah, so if there's something that you don't... A lot of the times it'll happen when there's no facts in dispute,
mm-hmm,
which sounds like is almost the case here. But basically,
yeah,
it was
the interpretation of the facts.
Yeah, that you don't need to bring witnesses and
I
show
see
evidence. So you
right
can just have basically more like a hearing than what people think of as a trial.
Okay.
So basically, Snuggie Corp, and yes, I know it was all Store Marketing Group, but Snuggie Corp said, we want you, court, to decree that Snuggies are a blanket.
Right.
And should be taxed thus.
And here are our arguments as to why it is a blanket.
And the government said, we want you to say that the Snuggie is clothing and taxed thus.
Right.
And so the summary judgment is the Snuggie is decreed to be fill in the blank.
So nobody disputed that the Snuggie doesn't have a zipper, that the Snuggie doesn't, you know, it has sleeves.
Correct.
So it was just basically the government saying, well, because it has sleeves, therefore it is clothing.
They were interpreting the facts differently.
Right. So the government's argument was, well, because it has sleeves, it's clothing, you wear it, and the corporation's argument...
People have worn it on pub crawl!
Yeah, and the corporation's argument was, well, no,
people have probably got arrested for pub crawl for what they were wearing, though, so that's probably a pretty poor argument.
And the corporation's argument was, well, no, it's not clothing because you can't really wear the thing, it just sort of hangs on you, you can't zip it up. It doesn't attach to you.
You can't really even, like, as far as I know, I don't have one, like, walk around your house wearing a Snuggie. I don't see that working out real well. You're just kind of dragging
it. I thought we had one here. I went and looked around for it, but I couldn't find it.
So, just skimming through here, trying to find some of the relevant facts, they actually have a brief description of how the Snuggie is produced. To produce the
Snuggie.
Chinese
labor?
To produce the Snuggie, the factory cuts polyester fleece knits into rectangles and hems all four sides using a machine overlock or blanket stitch. Two holes are cut, and tubes of the same polyester fleece are sewn onto the holes.
Huh.
Inspection reports taken from plaintiff included the following measurements, and then they mention the various measurements. And then there's a footnote that says the tubes are merely sleeve-like, according to the plaintiff, or are they sleeves, according to the defendant? So, is it a sleeve, or is it just something that is sleeve-like?
Reminiscent of sleeves.
Resembling. It makes me think of a sleeve when I see one.
All right. So, I wish Facebook used to... I'm so disappointed with Facebook. Facebook used to allow for polls on pages, and they don't allow that anymore. You can't put a poll up, but it would be cool to like put up a poll. What does the audience think? Is a Snuggie a garment, or is it
Twitter.
A blanket? Can you do that on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay.
Do it in a Facebook group.
Yeah, but that doesn't help most of our listeners because they're not
in a Facebook
group.
Amplifiers.
Yeah. So we have the Free Talk Live AMP group for Free Talk Live supporters who contribute $5 a month to the show, which you can get into if you go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. I could have sworn.
The parties agree that the tubes attached to the polyester fleeced rectangles may be characterized as sleeves. So
for
these
a blanket.
Sleeve-like tubes could be called sleeves.
Correct.
On a blanket.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And, of course, that's the whole innovation behind the Snuggie, right? They've added sleeves to a blanket. And so, therefore, it's still a blanket, legally, according to this judge. More coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the longness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're able to dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Maybe you want to weigh in on the court case of the ages. Is the Snuggie a blanket or a garment?
And this leads to other questions, and I mentioned the Twix, and I actually pulled something
Twix
up.
Twix the candy.
Twix the cookie. Depending on where you live and what aisle it is on. Because I do remember that I had talked about this previously on my podcast, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, where I do an Ask Me Anything, and I forget exactly what the question was, but I went off on, you know, like, here's how various things are taxed in different places. And, you know, like, here in New Hampshire, groceries generally aren't taxed, but if you buy prepared foods, then it is. And
so somebody heats it up.
So, right, there's a grocery store about a half mile from here that has a hot food bar. You buy something from the hot food bar, taxed.
Mm-hmm.
You buy one of the prepared sandwiches that they have, taxed. You buy all of the stuff to make a sandwich, not taxed.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are certain things in some states to where if what you purchase has all of the ingredients and everything that you would need to make the finished product, so let's say you're buying a cake mix that includes however much milk, how many eggs, a bowl, and a spatula,
yeah,
that would be considered a prepared meal because it has everything that you need to make the meal.
That's confusing.
I know it's confusing, and this is where the Twix conundrum comes in.
Okay.
because there are some states that have adopted what's called the streamlined sales tax that says that if it has any amount of wheat or needs to be refrigerated, it is not candy.
Okay.
Because some states will tax candy with some kind of sin tax, the same way they add to tobacco, alcohol, things of that sort.
Hmm.
New York State, which I don't think does participate in the SST or has not signed off on it, they tax Twix depending on what aisle it is on. If you go into a grocery store and the Twix are sitting next to other cookies,
yeah,
then it is taxed, or rather not taxed, as a cookie because cookies in New York State are exempt from sales tax. If, however, it is on the candy aisle or in the impulse buy section right by the register, it is then taxed.
Wow. So they would need to have, if the store actually had Twix in both places, both in the candy aisle and the cookie aisle, then they would need to have a different UPC on the...
They would need to have some kind of something.
Some kind of way to determine from where, or maybe, you know, different size package.
Probably. Oh, I've got an idea. So you only put boxes of Twix in the cookie aisle, and then
right.
you put the individually wrapped Twix in the candy
aisle. I would just put my cookie aisle in front of my registers with the kind of like the half aisle, not the half aisle, but like the... like some stores have the... It's an aisle, but you don't have to walk through it. There's stuff just on one side. I mean, there's stuff on the other side, but there's not... Something.
Oh, right. You're talking about, like, before you start going down the checkout aisle, there's stuff facing towards...
the end cap, as they call it in retail.
Well, kind of like end cap, but an entire aisle of end cap facing the registers.
I don't know what that means.
So it's right across from the registers.
So it's like it's an aisle, but you cut it in half so you can see the actual shelves.
Yeah, I don't know what that would... I don't understand that.
And then, like, there are times certain stores, they'll have, like, a little... a series of islands in the middle of the aisle between where, you know, the regular aisle's going, you know, parallel to the checkout.
Okay.
So, like, if you were
little
standing
in line, so if they're just in the islands...
And you turned around, there would just be a shelf, a aisle shelf.
Yeah, a little island.
Not an island, like
but
a little shelf.
But it's wider than one aisle?
It would be a regular size aisle, but it would be...
Yeah, this is hard to explain on the radio.
The other side.
I'm having an incredibly difficult time trying to picture what you're talking about.
When I turn around, if I'm at a checkout in every store I've ever been to, if I turn around...
You're able to look down aisles, but there might be a little island of something.
Right, so turn them sideways and then put cookies on it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be
so
very efficient.
So that you then can't actually see down the
aisle. CVS is like that. CVS is like that. So if you're at the checkout, at least the one here, if you're at the checkout and you turn around,
oh,
then
yeah,
there's
to
the
where
aisle
all of the aisles are horizontal.
Yeah, they're perpendicular to...
So then just make that your cookie aisle.
Which I think they actually do there at CVS. I think that's the candy, or the candy aisle.
They're in New York.
All right, well, now that we've figured that out, so in New York, there's different classifications for Twix based on where in the store they're located.
Right, okay. And again, this comes down
this
to the
so
fact
insane.
That
I mean,
Twix
just,
has wheat in it because there's a cookie that is coated in
right.
caramel and chocolate.
Some bureaucrats have been, you know, toiling over these definitions for however long and making definitions for every single thing, and everything has to have a category because every category has a tax and every tax is different, and just the mountains of regulations are just so ridiculous.
The problem here is that taxes exist.
Correct.
And if taxes did not exist, then people would not have to come up with these stupid definitions of...
Right.
Is this a sleeve? Is it a sleeve-like tube?
This whole court case would not have been necessary.
Is a burrito, and actually the is burrito a sandwich, did not come down to a tax. That lawsuit was over whether or not someone, I forget the town in Massachusetts, but the little strip mall had some kind of agreement in their leases. Like a no-compete clause that nobody would be allowed to sell the same products as you in the strip mall.
Yeah.
And there was a sandwich shop, and then somebody wanted to open a burrito shop.
And they were saying it's not a sandwich.
And
okay.
the sandwich shop sued,
wow.
saying they're making sandwiches. And then a court had to determine, and there were all kinds of expert witnesses that came in.
So what did they determine?
Burrito is not a sandwich,
okay.
because sandwich
no
requires, well, there's a tortilla.
Right.
That
it's a bread product, I guess.
Is kind of, right, and it didn't come down to that. It came down to that sandwiches require two or more pieces of bread with meat between them.
And the burrito is just one piece.
Whereas burrito is a tortilla that, while it may be folded
Jeez.
To have stuff between two sections
yeah.
of tortilla.
They're not separate pieces.
They're not separate pieces, so therefore burrito is not a sandwich.
Toll-free
now,
number
they
tonight.
Did not rule on whether quesadillas could be construed as a sandwich, because quesadilla does require two tortillas.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Greg. He's in New York. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, I just want to make some proposals to change the way that we live in America to increase
okay.
prosperity and increase freedom. So I just wanted to run it by you. One at a time and kind of see what you guys think, okay?
All right.
Let me list them first. First, I want to start phasing out intellectual property like drug patents and stuff like that in order to allow...
Like what?
Like patents on drugs, for
patents
example.
On drugs, okay.
If I could, right? I'm saying
yep.
if we could as a society
yep.
phase out intellectual property, then you could have people develop drugs, you know, stand on the shoulders of giants just like they do in science and physics and open source software and all this other stuff. that would allow, I think, more innovation than the profit motive just by itself.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yeah, so that's the first. And it will also serve the long tail, like through malaria or something like that, because anybody could contribute. The second, I would abolish minimum wage because I feel that people could take unpaid internships, especially if they had a bad education.
Well, you can't take unpaid internships. You just can't take an internship that pays above zero and below the minimum wage.
Hold that thought, Greg. We'll get the rest of your list here in moments. Things you want to change about society, about the government. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-453. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Plus, of course, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. There are a lot of different things that you can do on freetalklive.com. You can download archives that go back for more than a decade. You can create the content that you find right there on the front page of the website. That was submitted by listeners just like you. And then you can vote on other listeners' submissions. Do you like it? Vote it up. If you don't like it, you can either ignore it or vote it down if you really don't like it. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. It's all free. Also, not quite free, but at a darn good price, hosting. Web hosting from HostGator. You go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. They've got a 99.99% uptime rating. These guys are pros. They're one of the top hosting companies out there. And this special offer is for you because you're a Free Talk Live listener. Go to HostGator.com/FTL. You'll get 50% off their regular prices. And you get a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. So to get this special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, as we go back to Greg in Brooklyn. Greg, you're going through a short list of things that you want to see happen, changes to the government, changes in society. You said you want to abolish intellectual property, which I think you'll find the host of this show will agree with. I don't know if we have any hosts on Free Talk Live who are in favor of intellectual property these days.
I don't know.
And then also you said you want to abolish the minimum wage. So if, for listeners that may not be familiar, intellectual property would be like copyright or trademark or patents, for instance. Then minimum wage, of course, the idea that the government should determine what people make at minimum as opposed to individuals and the companies for which they want to work or the people for which they want to work coming to a mutual agreement. And I think that the market should decide what wages are. There's always irrational fears surrounding this issue. You know, the big concern is that wages would drop to, you know, a nickel
per hour if these evil corporations could legally do it. But the fact is, competition drives wages up, and most people who are the main wage earner in any given household are making more than minimum wage. That's because the businesses have to pay more than minimum wage to get decent workers in those positions. Anyway, go ahead with more of your desires.
Sure.
For the future.
So let me list them out. By the way, what you said made me realize when I said abolish intellectual property, I only meant patents. I think that copyright is far more benign, because if you created a book, let's say it's Harry Potter, you're not really hurting the world by restricting Harry Potter as much as you are if you...
For 70 years after the death of the author?
Well, and what if you write a book detailing how to create a drug, then they just copyright that book, or if you copyrighted some kind of process to be cure? There's really... These lines are more, I mean, as detailed in kind of the earlier story tonight, these lines are kind of more fuzzy than they seem.
To be fair,
if you made a book that talks about how to make a drug, the only thing you couldn't do is make a copy of the book. You could still... to make the drug. That wouldn't affect anything.
If you're against intellectual property, you should be consistent. And, you know, the idea that copyright is somehow a good thing actually prohibits us from having all kinds of creative works that could exist. So, for instance, you know, look at fan fiction, where people who love Star Trek or The Simpsons or, you know, whatever we're talking, whatever franchise, they will, express their love for those works by creating their own. There's a lot of Star Wars fan films, for instance. And they always have to, like, plaster it with, we're not intending to make money with this, because if they, you know, bring in 10 cents for their efforts, then Lucasfilm or Disney, who owns it now, could sue them.
They could sue them even without this disclaimer. With this disclaimer.
Really?
Because it's irrelevant. Yeah. It's completely irrelevant.
It's not legal just because you put a disclaimer on it.
I see.
People are, for some reason, under that impression in general. Doesn't matter if you put a disclaimer on it. If it's illegal, it's still illegal.
I think the reason people are under that delusion is because there are loopholes, for lack of a better term, for satire and parody and things that educational purposes.
Most fan fiction doesn't fall under that, although most companies that aren't Disney don't go around suing their fans for stuff like that.
Right. Well, I believe it was Star Trek recently came out with guidelines for fan fiction.
Right.
To where
you have to use their official costumes.
You can use a costume, but you have to buy the official costume.
Right. You can't make your homemade costume.
You can't make a homemade costume. You can't use anyone in your film who has ever earned money as an actor.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow.
So, you know, let's say you've got a friend that was in a commercial that one time for some local sporting goods store.
Sorry, he's
out. He's a professional actor. He can't be in your fan film.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that copyright drives towards.
And then let's look at another example where there was the guy that wanted to write the unofficial sequel to Catcher in the Rye using the name J.D. California. And there was a lawsuit by the estate of J.D. Salinger saying that this is a blatant infringement of copyright because all of these reasons. And
well, guys, may I just say, to be fair, I mean, there's libertarians care about intellectual property. I take a middle view. Everything you've listed is nothing compared to people dying from a lack of a drug because the drug doesn't exist.
I don't think we were saying that it's comparable. We're just saying it's all covered under intellectual property. And if you're going to oppose the existence of one aspect of intellectual property, you should be logically consistent and oppose all of it.
Well, the reason I think copyright is different is because you just can't copy that exact string of words in that book. Ideas.
Or else violence will be used against you.
Or you can't. You can't use something that is too similar to somebody else's idea.
You also
which
can't
is
take
what
the
happened.
Characters. You can't use the characters from the book.
Right,
either.
And that's what happened with the J.D. Salinger.
But the world is going to be okay if you can't dress up in a Star Trek costume. But I'm saying I want the biggest bang.
Well, no, it's not okay. Not if it's your vision to use those characters in your own creation and you're prohibited from doing that. That's not okay.
I get where you're coming from. Some infringements on freedom are more serious than others, which is why a lot of people buy into proportionality. So, yes, there is a difference between, you know, Monsanto and Pfizer versus Disney.
But everybody's rights are as equally important in my book, whether it's you wanting to create a pill that cures something or you wanting to create a creative work that entertains people.
Well, they're equally as enforceable. I wouldn't even agree that they're as equally important.
They're equally important to the person who's involved in it. Not everybody wants to make, you know, prescription pills for a living. Some people want to write because that's what they love to do. Why should they be prohibited from doing what they want to do, what they're called to do, because these stupid laws get in their way?
Well, they shouldn't, but if you're going to rank them, I think that one is clearly more important than the other.
I get what you're saying there, but... We're saying, you know, Daryl and I are pointing out here that intellectual property is a bad idea because it gets in the way of people who want to create,
and
period.
Especially the way that it currently exists, to where the estate of the person that created something has the rights for 70 years after the death of the person that created it.
All right, Greg, go on
well,
with your
gentlemen,
list.
Okay, so gentlemen and
there's
lady.
A lady here. Yeah.
That's why I say gentlemen and
yeah,
lady.
Thank you.
I would just... say humbly that this is why when I called in a few days ago, I think that one of the main problems I think with ideological libertarians, and again, I say this with love, it's just if you equate everything as intellectual property, for example, and not see like there's so many different laws, or if you equate everything as like it's equally important, and then you push away allies that try to help. So if I say I want to abolish patents or I want patents left, which I think copy left is a great way.
No one is pushing away any allies here. If you disagree with us on something, that's fine. I'm more than happy to work with someone who supports abolishing the patents on abolishing patents. But if you don't support abolishing copyright, I'm going to oppose you on that. That doesn't mean that I'm willing. That doesn't mean I'm not willing to work with you elsewhere.
Oh, but let's not waste our time on where we disagree. That's my point.
Well, I think that they're all important. I think that focusing on where you disagree is as important as working where you do agree.
Yeah. So what's else is on your list?
So the list is as follows. Produce patents left or abolish patents in order for people to be able to build drugs and other things for free. Introduce a universal basic income to replace all means tested.
We figured that one was coming. All right. What else?
Abolish minimum wage, abolish the Social Security tax because it's the most regressive tax on the books.
All right, stand by. We can continue the discussion here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Hour 2 coming up.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.